We try, we move this convention around the state every year, and the closer we get to any city that has a major service-providing agency in there, we like the people in that area to know what's happening in that agency. We have an agency in western New York here that has been around for, what, about 100 years, I think, right? 101, they tell me. I think some of our people are at the 100th anniversary. So you are certainly, you'll get your digital talking book players first. they have been around a long time. We've had an on and off relationship. You can't be around for 100 years and always have a level playing field and a level relationship. We picketed that agency a long time ago, back in the 80s, I want to say. Shop, yes. But we're not picketing them today. I think they're trying, and we're going to see how hard they're trying in a couple of minutes. I was told their names, and I promptly forgot because it's a function of age. They will tell you who they are in a few minutes, but they're representing Ron Mayer here today from the Olmsted Center. I give you, and I'll pause until they say who they are.
Hello.
You are.
My name is Jeff Hirschfeld.
We'll get closer to the mic then so we know
who I will. Hello. Thank you very much for having us here, and I wasn't born when you were picketing. Just kidding, I was. But no, it's all good. And again, I appreciate you having us here. Again, my name is Jeff Hirschfeld. I'm the director of the Statler Center, which is a program of the Olmsted Center for the Visually Impaired. And I'm here today with two of my colleagues, Melissa and Francine, and they'll come up and they'll speak for a couple minutes about the things that we're doing at Olmsted. And I think as we're growing with our 101 years, as you mentioned, we continue to do a lot of innovative things for the visually impaired, if you will, in western New York. But we also try to reach across the country to learn what other people are doing to bring it back to western New York and to our clients. So it's been a very exciting opportunity that I've had for the last 10 years. As many of you know, the Olmsted Center is providing services, vision-related services, for the past 101 years. It's long ago since we were in the building on Delaware Avenue and we were making brooms. In our current location on Main Street, we provide a wide range of services from birth to elder care. With science, technology, and medical advancement, we continue to stay in the forefront of services to our community. Some of the services we provide, and they're not all of them, but we have a visually impaired preschool, we have manufacturing, we have a low vision clinic, orientation and mobility. We have placement services. We do housing. We also have just opened up a New York State proprietary business school. And that school offers training in computers, hospitality, and customer service. And then one of our newest adventures is a call center. And then we also are going to be doing AT computer and technology sales. So that's another new program that we're working on right now. And as director of the Statler Center, I just want to talk about a few of the following things myself. The Statler, the Institute of Technology, and the new call center. And my colleagues Francine and Melissa will spend a couple moments speaking about our new shredding business, about housing and the new building that we're undergoing right now, about the Ross Eye Institute, and the Bulger Vision Clinic. The Statler Center, as many of you have known, opened in 1999, and we have trained almost 300 students in the last 10 years in hospitality service. Our placement rate is still in the high 80s, and we are currently today, we are training 30 students, and our graduation is going to be on November 13th, and you're all invited. We'll be down on Delaware Avenue, or on Main Street, 1160 Main Street. So please come out to our graduation. It's a really excellent day. We spent an hour honoring these students that have worked very hard for the last 10 weeks for hospitality training and call center training. In 2006, we started the application process for the Olmsted Center to open up a New York State proprietary business school, and that is the Olmsted Institute of Business and Technology. And for the last year, we've been training people on the Microsoft Office products, and we've been using JAWS and Zoom Text and other adaptive technology to do that. But the amazing thing I'm about to say today is we were just approved by New York State to put the Statler Center as well as our call center training under that school. So what that will do is it's going to provide our students and our graduates with a New York State certificate in these training courses. So as we continue to grow, we're continuing to add new services and new training courses so that we can continue with placement. Because I think that's really what our goal is in the Institute, is to provide people the services, the technology, the soft skills, and the actual hands-on experience to get a job, because that's what was one of our main goals. We've also been very busy in the last year opening up a brand new call center. With the funding from the Lavelle Foundation for the Blind, as well as a donation from the Avaya telephone company, we were able to build a new call center. And not only did Avaya give us telephones for all our employees, they also gave us a 20-seat call center. And so what we are doing is we're giving individuals hands-on experience, working training in a call center, working with state-of-the-art telephones, brand new computers, high-tech technology, and really learning how to use the phones and customer service for these careers. Currently, Buffalo has about 45 different call centers. It is a mecca of call centers in Western New York. There are so many opportunities here, and with the new technology, it really gives people with vision, with low vision, a great opportunity for work. And it really is a great opportunity for work, advancement, benefits, everything in there. There's some really good companies that are around. With that, we've been doing placement with the Olmsted for 20, 30, 40 years, the whole Olmsted agency. Statler's been doing it for about 10. And what happens is when we go out to a company, they'll say, oh, we'd love to hire them, but you need 1 year experience. You need to have 6 months experience. Well, how do you get experience if no one lets you get in the door? You know, how do you get that experience? And it's so difficult. You know, it's the same question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? But you have to get in there. You have to get the experience. So at the Olmsted call center, we're going to give our graduates as well as our placement clients an opportunity to get on the telephone, to make those calls, to answer those calls, to be comfortable using the technology. And the nice thing about it is the technology is made, you know, using JAWS. It's made Zoom text friendly. So that's what we need. That's what we need to have organizations and companies that are going out there in the forefront designing it so it's not an afterthought. It's not something like, oh, you invented this new software. Does it work with JAWS? No, actually, we invented it for JAWS. So that's what we're out there doing. And so our call center, we're in the process right now, is talking to a lot of agencies to line up the business so that our clients and our graduates can answer the calls. We are working with New York State Tourism Board. We're working with Niagara Falls and their convention center. We're also working with the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Buffalo to answer hospitality-related calls. But we're also working with a number of other agencies to provide overflow calls for them. We're working very close with NIB because they are in the forefront of helping open up call centers, working very closely with AFB in Rochester because they have been doing it now for a couple years. We've been out there training with them and working very closely. So I am very excited to say that it's very close to happening and opening up. And then the last thing that I want to say is that we're also in the process of selling hardware and software for our clients. And so with that software, we're able to offer Zoom text already in the computers, JAWS in the computers, ready to go, the service, setting them up, and then keeping those things running. Because it's the worst having something and a small thing breaks, and you have to go and have no way to get that thing working, get it back in order. But our technology and our technicians will be able to get you up and running back on your computer very quickly. So with that, I would just like to welcome up Francine. Just to continue on some of our things with our Ross Eye Institute as well as our new clinic.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Carol, so much for inviting us. And Mike Robinson, thank you. A lot of familiar faces I see here in the audience, Linda Kaminsky, Barb Elliott, Betsy Yates. But anyhow, my name is Francine Rizzo. I work at the Olmsted Center. I work in community relations and also sales and marketing. So I've had a wonderful opportunity to be able to get out into the community and meet people, talk about a lot of the programs that we have, or all of them, as Jeff has already mentioned. But to tell you a little bit about our low vision clinic, which I'm sure a lot of you know about. At this point in time, we have a medical director on staff, and her name is Dr. Rajput. And in conjunction with Dr. Simmons, we are able to look at our clients that come in on a holistic sort of an approach. So if you are to come into the Olmsted Center, we would first have you meet with Dr. Rajput, who looks at vision from a rehab perspective. Because sometimes when we're talking about vision, and maybe we have diabetes, or maybe we need physical therapy, or occupational therapy, or some sort of thing that we don't really think is coupled with vision, but it is. So you meet with Dr. Rajput for about 10 minutes, and she does an assessment, and maybe then she can tell you what your needs are. And of course, if any of you had the opportunity to see or meet Dr. Simmons, you know he's a really, really great guy. He gives us a really, really good eye examination, low vision examination, whatever you need. And I have to say that everybody I've met with and worked with in the clinic always leaves very, very happy. We've partnered up with the Ira G. Ross Eye Institute, which is located on the left side of the Olmsted Center, and that is a partnership between the Olmsted Center, the University at Buffalo, and, of course, the Ross Eye Institute. It's been a great partnership. It gives us the opportunity to have this little flow between the Ross Eye Institute, where we have two wonderful ophthalmologists, Dr. Reedy and Dr. James Reynolds, and then, of course, our doctor, Dr. Simmons. At the Ross Eye Institute at the moment, they're very, very busy, and I have to say they've probably seen about maybe had 2,000 contacts over the past 2 years that they've been there. Those are very, very good numbers for them. What they do for us is if they've done a cataract, if they've maybe seen a client that has macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy, whatever the case may be, and Dr. Reedy looks at the client and said, this is where we are and this is what we've done, but I know where you can go to have some help with your remaining sight. So they come over to Dr. Simmons. Same with Dr. Simmons. When we have a client that has reached a point where they have cataracts or they have, you know, diabetic retinopathy or they need some type of laser treatment, it's a good walkthrough because we can send them over to Dr. Reedy. We can get the ball rolling and everything happens for many, many good things for the client that goes there. Like I said, it's been there for 2 years. The clinic has been there forever. We encourage you, please, to stop in any time. The Olmsted Center is a wonderful place to work. It's a great place for people in the community all over Western New York, all over New York. My name is Francine Rizzo again. Call me anytime. I wanted to thank Carol again for your time and inviting us, and thank Mike Robinson, and thanks, guys, to the ones that I know in the audience and the ones that I don't know. It was nice to meet you all. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Melissa Ackward. Francine and Jeff, wonderful colleagues of mine. I'm just going to follow up shortly, talking a little bit about our manufacturing division, which, not unlike any other company, corporate in the entire U.S., is going through some changes due to the, well, I guess global economy that nobody's shocked about. We're always looking for new and different ways to increase the business inside of our manufacturing division. One of the things that we've started recently is an operation, a joint venture with a corporate entity, and it's a shredding operation. So we are linking up with companies throughout, starting in the city of Buffalo and then hoping to expand beyond there to do their shredding and recycling. It's something we're very excited about. We're just in it, the company's just in its infancy right now. We have a couple of people working, and we hope to be able to create some jobs through this new venture. Oh, that's okay. The other thing is that we have a director of manufacturing who's trying to reach out to corporations. We've relied heavily on New York State Industries for the Blind and some business from National Industries for the Blind recently. And the Olmsted Center is the organization throughout the state that centers its business mostly on textiles. And it comes as no surprise to anyone that textiles is really not the place that anybody wants to be. Things are not being sewn in the U.S. very much anymore. So, again, shifting our business, we're looking at repackaging, some finishing work, and some other things through some corporate partners that are Dan Jenko, who is our new director, some partnerships that he's been able to form. So we're very excited about the future. We actually, in the past few months, have had higher sales than we've had in a couple of years. Barb, who's a member of our division there, they just had a huge win yesterday. Our sales hit $280,000 for the month of October. I don't know if Barb knows that. through phenomenal efforts of our workforce of about 40. So it was a wonderful month, the month of October for us. So we look forward to more of that. The other thing I wanted to mention is our housing. We were approved by New York State Division of Housing and Community Renewal in 2008 to build a 24-unit complex in the town of Lockport, just outside of the city of Lockport on Davison Road, for people with all physical disabilities. We're hoping that that project opens in late 2008, again, due to the economy. Late 2009. We're on hold from breaking ground. We were supposed to try and break ground in late 08, but that's looking like more like it's going to be spring 09. Construction takes 6 or 7 months, but we do have an interested parties list started, and if anyone's interested in looking at affordable, safe housing in the town of Lockport, you're welcome to apply. Lockport is in Niagara County. I think it's about 15 minutes from here, right? Yeah, very close to here. It'll be the second project that we've done in Niagara County. The other ones that we've done were all inside of Erie County, which is closer to the city of Buffalo. So, you know what? That's something that we're looking at. Right now, we've only done things here in Western New York, but I know that Ron is very interested in trying to reach out into other areas of the state. And that is something, actually, that's on our strategic plan.
What was the question?
Are we looking at anything across the state in New York City?
Not if Allen and Tara have anything to do about it.
I want to thank the three of you folks for being here, and I want to give an opportunity for questions. By the way, I talked to Ron about your housing, and thank you for not calling it housing for the blind. Low-income housing is the need of everyone. Blind people don't need special housing. Low-income housing is another story, and thank you for phrasing it the right way that Ron and I discussed. Question? Vinny, go ahead.
I wasn't involved at the time you were thought about when they were picketing, but the Stadler Center, I believe, I heard the Stadler Center, I believe, Pearl Arnold used to be one of our members, and she is working at the Adams Mark as a switchboard operator, and I think she's still there. Does anybody know otherwise?
That is correct.
Yeah, they did it. They got her a job there. So that's a very good program. One more thing I'd like to mention about the Olmsted Center. As you all know, in the past, when I was president, they were NAC accredited. Today, they have left NAC. They are no longer NAC accredited agency.
Yay.
Thank you.
But New York is still not NAC free, right, unfortunately.
If I could just say about Pearl Arnold,
one second.
She is still at the Adams Mark, but she also is does a lot of work with the Statler Center and the Olmsted Center. She is always willing to help our students. She's always training our students on their switchboard. We currently have three individuals doing externship sites with Pearl because she continues to be an amazing associate for the Adams Mark to begin a leader as a Statler graduate.
Other questions for Olmsted? Angie.
This question is for Renee, the ICE Center. You said your clients... how does this pay for it? Do you have to be a member or a client of CBVH in order to come, or does private insurance pay?
The low vision clinic? You talking about?
The low vision clinic? Yeah, this is Francine. Is my microphone on? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
Good. Actually, to come into the clinic, yes, you can be. You can go through the Commission for the Blind if you're legally blind, but we also accept all health insurances, Medicaid and Medicare as well. We refuse nobody. So whatever your insurance is and your copay is, whether it's $10 or $20, it would be the cost to you to come to the low vision clinic. And I want to say hello to Vinny Tagliarino, my very, very good friend, who I used to sing with. Hi, Vinny. So does anybody have any other questions for the clinic?
I don't know about the clinic. I had a question for the manufacturing piece. There is always a bureaucracy and a hierarchy in manufacturing. Yeah. You have the direct worker. And then you have four people and supervisors and directors and executive directors and big FUBAs and all that other stuff. What's your highest ranking blind person in the operation?
We have four supervisors.
So that's just above the field, so to speak?
Yeah, I would put it that way. We don't have a lot in the way of management on that floor at all. So the director is Dan, and then Earl, as Barb can tell you, and then Frank is on that.
So we go to Dan, to Earl, to Frank. Are you paying Barb accordingly?
Oh, yes.
As a supervisor?
I believe we are.
Barb?
I don't know her.
Okay. Hey, well, if you're regarding Barb as a supervisor, I hope her paycheck reflects.
I hear that she does wonderful things down there.
Well, I hear she probably does wonderful things, too. And the wonderful thing you could do for Barb, then, is to recognize that. I think one of the problems that we usually have with that is not the idea of that kind of work. It's the idea of blind guys are always doing the work, and somebody else is supervising it. Blind guys can supervise it, too.
We understand that.
Okay.
We agree with you.
And when you, and to the extent that you work on implementing that, we will agree with you more.
Okay, great.
Yeah, one question. All right, last question in the back from who? Joyce, okay. Somebody get Joyce a mic. Hold on. Mic coming for, mic for Joyce. Mic via mic.
Okay,
Joyce, you get a mic
Hello?
Yet?
Hello?
Yeah, last okay, question, then Mindy went to auction.
Question for the manufacturing end, what is your pay for your workers? And also, are all of the clients pre-placement at the call centers? Do you have any regular staff, or are they all pre-placement in training?
I'll answer the manufacturing question. I'll let Jeff handle the other. Don't know. Okay, maybe there we go. Sorry, I just wasn't speaking closely enough. The pay rate ranges anywhere from minimum wage up to, I believe, $13 maybe dollars an hour at the highest end inside of the. But that's off the top of my head. So.
Did you get the answer? Minimum wage to about $13 ballpark. And the other
and
part
it's
of
based
the.
Based on seniority, and the manufacturing department that we have actually has. The highest seniority. We actually, unfortunately, yesterday just lost one of our the longest tenured employee, the Olmsted Center, just because he's moving to Detroit. We were very sad to see him go, but 40 years he had been with the Olmsted Center. So, and I actually wanted to, I see Linda back there, and I didn't see her when I mentioned Barb. So, hi, Linda. Linda's a great part of our division as well.
I have the last question about to be answered.
Okay.
There was a question for. The other question was being passed off to Statler, is that right?
Right. The question about if the people in our call center are just placement, there will be positions that are just, that will have to stay throughout, and they're not just to go in for placement, but there will be a variety of both positions. But we definitely want to be able to give enough people opportunity to get that training that they need and to have that 6, 9 month, 1 year experience to put on their resume. But we definitely need to have long-term employees there because it's going to be important to our clients who ask, you know, how long has your employees been doing this? Because they're looking for longevity to answer the phone because they're giving us their best customers, and we got to take really good care of them, have really highly trained individuals to answer those phone calls. So it's going to be a combination of both. So thanks for that question, Joyce.
And thank you, folks, from Olmsted.
Thank you again.
I know
Appreciate
Ron said he was sending three people who could answer questions, and you did.
Thank you.
Thank you again.